This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
When President-elect Donald Trump was campaigning, Britain's surprise vote to leave the European Union against the wishes of the establishment there ran as a leitmotif here. As candidate Trump promised to make America great again, he repeatedly invoked the spirit of Brexit there. But are these equivalent? From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
This is going to be Brexit.
I think it's going to be Brexit.
It'll be
called
Brexit.
For Trump, during the campaign,
plus.
The word Brexit was a battle cry. And after the Republican had won, leading Leave campaigner Nigel Farage was jubilant over the twin victories.
The political revolution of 2016 is that in two massive campaigns, the underdogs beat the establishment. We did it in Brexit, and Trump did it in the USA.
The two stunning electoral upsets do have much in common. Both were a vote against mass immigration. Both were a slap in the face for liberal elites. And, says Michael Gove, another leading Brexiter, both were fuelled by the same economic disgruntlement.
In the same way as working class voters voted to leave the European Union, and these same working class voters in places like Wisconsin and Michigan, same in the sense of their precarious economic situation in which they found themselves, these same people felt that it was worth voting for change.
But there the similarities end. Unlike on the Trump campaign trail, there was no protectionist rhetoric from the Leave side in the referendum. Far from it, says Kate Andrews of the Institute of Economic Affairs.
If you were on the Leave side, you were saying this is an opportunity to be even more globalistic, to look at our relationships with countries that aren't in the EU, and to have free trade deals with them.
They may have been voting to leave a free trade bloc, but she says that's because they felt the EU has turned into a political union, eroding British control over British affairs.
Their major issue was not trade, wasn't even immigration, it was sovereignty. The British people just felt like the EU was getting too powerful.
Many Brexiters draw some hope from Trump's victory. They feel a free trade deal between the US and Britain is now a distinct possibility, and that would make Brexit far more likely to succeed. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.